It's understood. It's in the hands of my love. And my love, does it go
over? It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Back to 1973. Paul McCartney had the number one spot on the charts with Red Rose Speedway on the album side, and on the single side with this song, My Love. 4 weeks at number one. Had a disagreement with my friend Mark Davis from down in Dallas, Fort Worth. Fine radio host who's a big McCartney fan, and we did a show for Political Beats on McCartney, and he really likes My Love, and I love McCartney, right? This is a little, just tiny bit too schmaltzy-ish for me. Not one of my favorite McCartney songs, but Mark Davis loves it. And many others did. It was number one on this day for 4 weeks, starting in 1973. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. This portion of the show brought to you by Well Connect, a hybrid geothermal system connects to your existing heating and cooling system. And by using the renewable energy in the well in your yard, Well Connect helps you save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, natural gas, even wood, you could save big money on your bills. Find out if the well in your yard should be a Well Connect hybrid geothermal system. Learn more at wellconnectgeo.com. That's wellconnectgeo.com. Yes, cooling is very needed. 90 plus here in Hillsdale today, and I imagine throughout most of southern Michigan. Already far too warm for me on this June 2nd. I'm here today. I'm back with you Monday. Steve is here on Tuesday of next week after his extended break. The Washington Free Beacon writing up this story, this report. Hunter Biden plans to claim Second Amendment right to bear arms while on crack. Ben Wilson writing, Hunter Biden may become an advocate for the right to bear arms if he's charged with purchasing a gun while being an active crack cocaine user. It's like a Mad Lib sentence. The first son, facing a probe by the Justice Department over a handgun he purchased back in 2018, a time when he has admitted he was often using crack cocaine. Drug users are federally prohibited from owning guns. Lawyers for Biden, for Hunter Biden, tell the Justice Department they'll use the Second Amendment as a defense for his purchase if he is charged, arguing that the prohibition on gun purchases for drug users is unconstitutional. Well, that's convenient, right? Hunter wrote in his memoir. Have you read his memoir? I have not read the Hunter Biden memoir. I don't know anyone who's read the Hunter Biden memoir, except apparently someone here at the Free Beacon, or perhaps Politico. Hunter wrote in his memoir he was smoking crack every 15 minutes at the time, but he marked on the gun purchase form that he was not an active drug user. The first son's plans for his defense come as the White House moves to expand gun restrictions and bans. President Joe Biden frequently calls for banning assault weapons, as you well know. The administration also defended a law that prohibits medical marijuana users from acquiring guns. Politico, with a little reporting on this topic, says that these challenges to the ban on drug users owning weapons could result in an expansion of gun rights. Politico is saying that the Gun Control Act of 1968 prohibits unlawful drug users from possessing firearms. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says this ban applies to people who have admitted to using illegal drugs in the 12 months before buying a gun. Violators, by the way, which theoretically, Hunter Biden would be one, can receive up to 15 years in prison. But the provision, long considered an unassailable gun restriction, is now facing challenges. Last June, the Supreme Court undid decades of lower court jurisprudence about the Second Amendment in New York State Rifle and Pistol v. Bruin, which was a great decision, by the way. The majority ruled that contemporary gun restrictions must be consistent with those from the founding era. This new constitutional test presents a massive opening for people working to loosen gun restrictions, and apparently that includes Hunter Biden and his lawyers. The president, meanwhile, called the ruling deeply troubling and said it contradicts both common sense and the Constitution. But Hunter Biden and his legal team finding legal ways out of perhaps jeopardy. If you're a crack cocaine user, the law says you can't buy a gun. So in defense, Hunter Biden and his lawyers say, well, what we presuppose is maybe that shouldn't be the law. Maybe we should change that law. Maybe it's unconstitutional. Maybe drug users should be able to buy guns and weapons. What a sordid tale, and one that, as we discussed earlier in the week, so many people are just unaware of, or not as informed as they could be. I had that polling information yesterday from Glenn Greenwald that showed that most people actually do think that there is an investigation is proper into the actions of Hunter Biden, the Biden family. And yet if you scan most newspapers, be it national, be it local, you're not going to find stories. There's an entire perspective shut out and eliminated from the discourse. And I don't think it's going to get any better through 2024 as President Biden runs for re-election, because as you might be aware, there's a thumb on the scale in many places. That's how we get stories like yesterday's story about how Ron DeSantis pronounces his last name. It's a scandal. Is it DeSantis or DeSantis? Does he know? Is he faking his way through the pronunciation of his own name? It's a real story making the rounds yesterday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, back to wrap up hour two of the program in just a few minutes here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.